wives, clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Very excited to be with you here today. I'm getting to do a two-hour show today, which is great, because with 1 hour, there's never enough time to play everything you want to play. So let's start with some local bands who have shows coming up this week. First up, Tsunami of Sound. They're going to be playing Wednesday night at a Tiki Holiday at the Once Lounge in Somerville. And again on Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville with Keitar Bear and Little Billy Lost. So this is Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from the album Permanent Wave.
ain't got the knack and then pulled up in my Chevrolet. Found out she couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, knows she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in there. Pulled up in my Chevrolet. Found out she couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey. Likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Joker driven, honey. Know she's gonna drive those fellas.
All right, those were some local bands playing out this week. First, you heard Tsunami of Sound with Boogie Boardwalk from their album Permanent Wave. And they are going to be playing Wednesday night at a Tiki Holiday at the Once Lounge in Somerville. And on Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville with Keytar Bear and Little Billy Lost. Then next, you heard Little Billy Lost with St. Vitus Dance from their new EP, Clocks of the Walk. Band consists of musicians who've been around the scene in different bands, including the Atlantics, Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach. And as I said, they'll also be on that bill at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville Friday night. Then the Billy Connors Project with Limousine Jean from their 2018 self-titled EP. They're going to be playing Friday night at Koto in Salem, Mass. And the Devil's Twins with Love and War from their 2013 album Old Fashioned Mischief. It's an older song of theirs, but you know, that's still my favorite one. I love that song. Devil's Twins won the Rock Artist of the Year award at the 2018 Boston Music Awards. And they're going to be playing the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on Saturday night. Now I have something brand spanking new from Nat Friedberg, a new single called Devil Rockin' Man. His new album, Better Late Than Never, will be out on February 15th, and there'll be a record release party Saturday night upstairs at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. Friedberg's a local musician and songwriter who's been around the scene since the early 80s in bands The Flies, The Titanics, The Satanics, The Clam Diggers, and more recently, The Upper Crust. The new album is a mix of older and new songs, recorded with Ducky Carlisle at Ice Station Zebra in Medford, and with a number of excellent local musicians playing on it. So here's Nat Friedberg with the new single, Devil Rockin' Man.
Didn't think the light Snaps and then rest. Bitches from a minute.
That was some more local bands who have shows coming up. Actually, this is all the same show. First, you heard Nat Friedberg with Devil Rockin' Man, a new single, which is going to be off the album Better Late Than Never, which is coming out on February 15th. As I said, there's going to be a record release party Saturday night upstairs at the Once Lounge in Somerville. After that, you heard other bands were going to be on that bill. First was a brand new single from Watts called Breaking Glass. I mean, Watts really, they rock, you know. It's great rocking from them. Then Justine and the Unclean with Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, their second single from their new album, Heartaches and Hot Problems. And as I said, though, they're both going to be on the BM with Nat Friedberg at Once in Somerville on Saturday. Last band you heard was Duck and Cover with Wasted from their 2018 album, Rob Them Blind. I believe they may also be on that bill Saturday night, but I'm not certain because I've seen a couple of different listings for the show. Now, let's see, we're getting to some serious guitar time now. First, I have something new from Red Dragon Cartel. Band was formed in 2013 by guitarist Jake E. Lee, who joined Ozzy's band after Randy Rhoads died, and he played with them for 5 years. Then he formed the band Badlands in 1988. He's been pretty much under the radar for the past couple of decades before forming Red Dragon Cartel, whose debut album came out in 2014. And from the brand new album Patina, just came out in November, the song I have for you is Ink and Water, Red Dragon Cartel and Jake E. Lee's great guitar. Thank you.
black tea. Well, it's as good as, it's as good as, it's as good as it can be. But it's a cup of black coffee that a working man needs to see.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
That was some serious guitar time you heard. First was Red Dragon Cartel with Ink and Water from their new album Patina. And that is Jake E. Lee on guitar for Red Dragon Cartel. That's his band. After that, you heard The Loner from More Blues for Gary, a tribute album to Gary Moore that came out in October. The album was conceived and put together by Bob Daisley, who had played bass for Moore since the early 80s. And Moore died in 2011, sadly. The serious guitarist on this cut was Doug Aldrich, currently in the Dead Daisies and previously in Whitesnake, Dio, and other bands. Great guitar there. And also on this tune are drummer Eric Singer and keyboardist Dom Erie. And then you heard Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Black Coffee from the 2018 album of the same name, the third studio album. It's an album of covers of soul tunes, though not the usual. They went for songs that are more under the radar, which fits in with this show pretty well, huh? And the album was recorded in five days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August of 2016. You've heard Rival Sons' cover of Humble Pie's version of Black Coffee on the show before, and the song actually goes back to 1948. Never knew that. Anyway, let's see. Now I have Ted Drozdowski has a new album out, Coyote Motel, coming out on January 25th. And though he now lives in Nashville, Ted used to live in Boston, was a music journalist, including writing regularly for the Boston Phoenix. And a musician, he's a singer who plays some pretty wild slide guitar, and the band does juke joint blues and Americana. Let's see now, this from Coyote Motel, this is Frog Alley.
We'll be right back. Mrs. B. So come on, Sally.
not true. What did a woman ever bargain for you? Sweet little baby, say what you will. Your tongue wags so much when I send you the bill. Sweet little